The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, I just want to say something before I get into the rest of the stories of today. I hope, if you've been listening to this program any length of time at all, I hope you know I don't say things I don't mean. Hey, Dutchman Hospitality, the Ohio Star Theater, they're a client of WRFD, okay? I don't want to hide that. I'm not trying to hide it. But if I did not believe everything I just said about them, I never, ever would have said it. I would have said nice things. Hey, there are clients in you. The dramas, the musicals up at the Ohio Star Theater are just exceptional. They're faith-based, but they're not hokey. They're professionally done. They are powerful. I'm not an extremely emotional person, but I have cried at times in the dramas up there, and you laugh. They're just well done. The theater is 500 people. So it's big, but it's not huge, but it's still intimate. And the Carlisle Inn is spectacular. And it's incredible value. And, of course, if you've been to any of the Der Dutchman restaurants, you know how good the food is. So if at all possible, plan a weekend getaway up to Sugar Creek. You will not be sorry. It's a great, great, great value. And, again, on the dramas, get your tickets as soon as possible because they do sell out. And what I said about Joy and I, we really wanted to get up there for a Christmas drama. And, I mean, we tried. We thought we were really early. Totally sold out. So get in early on that. The website, derdutchman.com or ohiostartickets.com, both of those. Check them out and enjoy. You will love it. You will love it. Do you remember, and this is not pick on Democrats Day, okay? I mean, seriously, it is not. But if you will remember, President Trump said months ago that we were facing an incredible crisis on the southern border. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi had one of their joint news conferences, as they often do. And they made fun of Trump. We don't have a crisis on the border. And they literally laughed at him. I remember it. They laughed at him. President says we have a crisis on the border. And they laughed. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this. Here's the headline. Over 1% of the entire population of Guatemala and Honduras entered the United States of America since September. I want that to sink in. Over 1% of two Central American countries, over 1% of the entire population of those countries entered the United States since September, most of them illegally. Most of them illegally. What? Quote, this is from a report from the Department of Homeland Security. Quote, the current migration flows, especially of vulnerable families and children from Central America through Mexico to remote areas all along the U.S. border, represent both a security and humanitarian crisis. The situation is not sustainable. You want to make it more current? In March, we had over 103,000 irregular arrivals of undocumented migrants, 90% crossing the U.S. border unlawfully and unsafely in the hands of human smugglers. 103,000 illegals coming into America, 90% of them not only crossing illegally, but at the hands of human smugglers. Quote, we saw similar numbers in April. Now, you want to put this in perspective? I read this a couple of days ago, and I honestly don't remember the source, or I would tell you the source. But I read from an authoritative source, even though I don't remember which one it was, that several cities along the southern U.S. border, small cities, small towns across the southern U.S. border, are receiving 1,000 or more illegal aliens every month. 1,000 a month. Now, I want you to think about the ramifications of that logistically, but also from a humanitarian standpoint. I live in Westerville, all right? Last time I heard, Westerville has about 44, 45, maybe 46,000 people. Pretty good sized city. Some of these towns on the southern border have, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14,000. But let's just say Westerville, Ohio, where I live. What if we were receiving 1,000 immigrants every month? In 2 months, that'd be 2,000. 6 months, that's 6,000. In a year, you have over one-fourth of the entire population of Westerville, 12,000 people. Now, just think for a minute. Just think for a minute if Westerville was a compassionate city and we said, you know what, we love these people, we want to help these people, and we're going to enlist all of the churches in the Westerville area to try to help these people out. We're going to try to find them jobs. Could my city of Westerville embrace 12,000 people with food, clothing, jobs? No. And the answer is no, it would be impossible. And Westerville is a fairly affluent suburb of Columbus. Within a year, the city of Westerville would be crippled. And not only would the people in Westerville be harmed, the immigrants would be harmed because there would be no money, there would be no resources, there'd be no jobs if every church in the city did everything they possibly could do. They would be absolutely overwhelmed. That's a city of 44, 45, 46,000 people. What if it was a border city of, say, 15,000? In 6 months, you have the equivalent of one half of the entire population of your city. And what, again, if you were well-meaning and compassionate and really wanted to help these people, it would not be long before you were out of money, you would be out of food, and you would have uncontrollable riots. This is what is happening right now today on our southern border. This is not a what if. This is what is happening. This is what is happening. In March, 1 month alone, quote, in March, we had over 103,000 irregular arrivals of undocumented migrants, 90% crossing the U.S. border unlawfully and unsafely in the hands of human smugglers. And we will see similar, or we did see similar numbers in April. Quote, these trends are deepening and accelerating. Not only that, right now, according to a poll or a research project taken by the American Public Opinion Project in Guatemala, quote, one in four Guatemalans have an intention to make it to America. One in four Guatemalans have determined, hey, we're going to leave and we're going to go to America. Somebody's lying to these people. Somebody is lying to these people and telling them if you just make it to America, they'll take care of you. No. Let me tell you who the evil people are. It's not the people who want to build a wall and keep America safe. It's not the president who says we've got to get tougher on immigration. You know who the evil people are? The evil people are the people lying to the people in Guatemala and Honduras and telling them, it's an easy journey. If you can make it to America, you got it made. Those are the evil people. The traffickers. The human smugglers, the coyotes, as they are often called, who could care less whether these people die or not. They'll take a year or 2 years worth of entire wages and earnings of a poor family in Guatemala or Honduras and promise them, we'll get you to America, don't worry. And many times they leave them in the desert to die. Why? Because they got their money. These are the evil people. Yes, we should be compassionate. Of course we should. But when the immigration crisis is absolutely unsustainable, there's no compassion in leaving our border open. There is no compassion to the people of America, but not to these people who are being smuggled into our country either. That is not compassionate. Knowing that over one-third of the women and little girls will be sexually assaulted between Guatemala or Honduras and the United States of America, over one-third of them will be sexually assaulted. If we closed our border with a wall or whatever, and people in Guatemala and Honduras knew you can't get in, you can't. It's impossible. You can't get in. They would stay in their country and try for reforms within their country, and they would not risk their lives and allow their wives and daughters to be sexually assaulted with the promise of getting into America. But that is not what the progressive left is saying. All right, we have to take a break.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I just wanted to take a moment to express my deepest sympathy to the congregation of Hope Church in Westerville. And the family of Yogi Durbin, the lead pastor, who passed away just recently. A young man, 63 years old, good man, good church, Hope Church, there in Westerville on Schrock Road. And Yogi Durbin, the lead pastor, passed away just recently. And for me and all of us here at Bob Burney Live, we want to express our deepest sympathy to the Durbin family and to the church. I know we have listeners in that church that are regular listeners to the program, and I just want you to know that We're going to be praying for, obviously, the family, but for the church. This was sudden, unexpected, and this is going to rock that church in Westerville. And we'll be praying for a wisdom and guidance and direction for choosing a successor, and wisdom, guidance, direction, and patience in the interim to transition to new leadership. But again, Yogi Durbin, lead pastor of Hope Church in Westerville, passed away a few days ago after suffering a totally unexpected heart attack, being in the hospital on life support for a time, and then passed away, and is now in the presence of Jesus. So our hearts go out to the family and the Durbin family, but also the family of that fine church in Westerville. God bless them, and we'll be praying for them. Speaking of praying, and again, anytime I say something positive about Donald Trump, unfortunately, I have to explain I'm not an apologist for Donald Trump because of, in our politically divided atmosphere in America today, if you say anything positive about Donald Trump, immediately people go, well, you're just a lapdog for Donald Trump. And you're no. Nothing could be further from the truth. But there are positive. I mean, there are negative things about the president. There's no doubt about it. But positive things as well. The rabbi of the synagogue in Poway, California, down in San Diego, where the shooting occurred not long ago, one person died, several others wounded, including the chief rabbi of the synagogue. Well, the chief rabbi, Rabbi Goldstein, was a part of the National Day of Prayer observance in the White House Rose Garden last week. And it's interesting that Rabbi Goldstein said, quote, I faced evil in the worst darkness of all time, he said, when the gunman opened fire during Passover services on Saturday. He says, just 5 days ago, Saturday morning, I faced evil, the worst darkness of all time, and so on and so forth. But then he turned to the president. And he said, Mr. President, when you called me, I was at home weeping. You were the first person who began my healing. You heal people in their worst of times, and I'm so grateful for that. You have helped me bring great honor to Mrs. Lori Kay of blessed memory. She was the one that actually jumped in front of the rabbi. She gave her life but saved his. But the rabbi said, Mr. President, you were the first person who began my healing. That's good, and I think it should be reported. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.